Nobody will tell you this. This is a great situation to see Tyron Smith out here working with the younger players on offense and defense, being the leader and being the troop over there, and also pouring upon his wisdom and understanding of the game. And keep this in mind, this will cost you money when you think about how all of this stuff can work out. And I'm never going to regret to post this, but I will say that all of a sudden you look at the real leader that's out there with these guys telling the youth about, hey, this is what need to happen. This will help you out in the long run. And on top of that, when you contextualize the fact that most of you all will ignore this, but when you understand that you have Tyron Smith, who's class personified, that's out there and everyone gravitating to him and watching what he's doing, is every single thing. And I'm looking at, we see it. We can understand it. You see Brevin Spann IV. You see to a degree, you see my guy over there, Jake Ferguson, who got to be able to catch the ball and get more and more yards. You're seeing also Overshawn in the back, Rashawn Gary. And you're seeing 43, I guess that's the other running back that's on this team now, and Mears Leofau, all of these boys soaking in the knowledge what Tyron Smith is delivering. Now, Cowboys going into this season, of course, we want three out there. Of course, we want Dak Prescott to stand tall with it, CeeDee Lamb to catch the ball and not fumble it, right? We want all of those things, but it starts with leadership, and this is what the offseason brings. The ability to speak those things into existence and say, hey, if you want to lift up that trophy, not to say that Tyron Smith know what it takes to do that, but he's been in the league and he is one of the best pure left tackles that's played the game. Outside of injuries, you can't really put a negative connotation on him, right? So now that you got that here in the building, shoot. They say a pitcher can speak 1,000 words or say 1,000 words. Well, this means millions to me. The Cowboys being able to showcase talent and having this guy out here is everything. Now, Schottenheimer, what I'm seeing that he's doing a little bit different, and I shouldn't tell you all this, but what he's doing that's a little bit different is being able to reach out to the people and bringing them into the build on. Keep in mind, just a few weeks ago, he had the playmaker out there. He had Drew Pearson out there. He had a few other guys that lifted up Lombardi trophies that had hardware, right? So that now that when you see this, it will not feel like it's uncommon, but it feels like as if though this is where you belong with the greats by you showcasing those who walked their journey. Now, keep this onto your mental mindset, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. To me, just to me, and I'm crazy. Y'all know I'm a little off with my Mississippi tail, right? And most of you all will ignore this. You wouldn't believe what I discovered. I would tell you that Tyron Smith, if you're looking at the photograph, and I know it speaks to you guys 1,000 times over, it looks as if though he can still play out there, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like he's in tip-top shape. And I wouldn't be mad at all because Tyler Guyton, Tyler Smith, Cooper Beebe, Tyler Booker, Terrence Steele, Nate Thomas, Drew Shelton, and whoever else on that O-line for your mind, I think it's Cornelius. I don't want to leave him out. Need to be very much so close around him so that they can at least get some of that greatness to rub off from him, pause if necessary, to them. And when we start to think about this, if we can just get Tyron Smith to get that itch again to want to play, oh my goodness, I wouldn't be mad at all if he get a shot at it to go one more round with the Cowboys. And you can put him on an incentive-based heavy contract And we can get to moving and grooving from there. I know once you check out of football, 9 times out of 10, you're out of it. But it appears that the brother, he looks more in shape than Ferd. He looks more in shape than the other people that's out here watching. So at the end of the day, it looks like if it's 60 reps, right, 60 times, 60 snaps, Tyron Smith versus Rashawn Gary, Overshawn is in the back, to a degree, Donovan Ezra, Rocco James, Houston, and whoever else that's off the edges. I truly believe that Tyron Smith would dominate most of those snaps, most of those reps, most of those counts out there, because he looks like a physical specimen, right? And I truly believe that if the Cowboys are bringing in some of these veteran guys like they are, which is cool, that they can literally do this right now, right? Is just sign them up to a little small contract about the size of Kevin Hart and get things going the best way for the best start, Cowboys Nation. So that's how I'm looking at it, right? And to be real with you, boy, the way Javonte Williams run behind his pads, can you imagine him running behind Tyron and Tyler and Cooper? Woo-wee! Look at that touchdown is what we're going to be saying. Touchdown, get down. And I know Tyler Smith and Tyler Guyton, we had the argument whereas Tyler Smith should be a left tackle and just move Tyler Guyton to the right side and add in TJ to the middle or something like that. You don't have to be worrying about all of that when you have Tyron out there. And I get it. Tyler Guyton was a big investment because it's a first-round draft pick, and I know how first-round draft picks are coveted over here. But it's been 3 years, 3 seasons, and we just don't know what he can do. But we know what Tyron can do, right? And even on his best days, he's better than everyone. And even on his worst days, he's better than everyone. So he will be the ultimate better option. But let me stop talking about this altogether. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to be able to showcase that I like the fact that the Cowboys are bringing in some of the guys that walk the grounds of the Cowboys land in a professional way, in a great way. And he got this little itch of being able to teach the youth to pour upon the wisdom and understanding of this game from an offensive mindset to also protecting against these defensive guys, that he can also showcase, hey, these are the things that you need to do in order to be great. And if you look at what I'm able to do, even when you really think about it, Tyron Smith may be saying that, but he's still young. I think he's what, 34, 35? He's about the age of Christian Parker, by the way. So I do like the fact that the Cowboys are bringing in these guys. And he looks like he's more in shape now than he was when he was playing. Ain't this crazy? That's how life is, Cowboys Nation. Before we depart, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you guys feel about Tyron Smith? On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you feel about this coaching staff? You can break it down into two different categories, offense and defense, on a scale of 1 to 10. How you feel about this offense? How you feel about the news and noise that you're hearing from the defensive side of the coin, by the way? So when we look at all of these things, grade them, let me know down in the chat, and put down where y'all from. I really appreciate you guys so, so, so much. And on top of that, be sure, I'm not too proud to beg, hit that like button, share this content. Who else can talk about a still photo for over 9 minutes, right? Who else can do that? Nobody, right? I'm just messing with y'all. Yeah. Nobody. Go get it, baby. They can come closer than close. That's all the time that we have for this moment. Be sure to hit that like button, share this content, let that friend or that neighbor know where to go when it's time to tune in to Cowboys Sports Talk and beyond. DC for life, not for short. Come on, Tyron Smith. Boy, we miss seeing you out there on the field, man. having a damn knee brace on your elbows because your elbows bigger than most people's knees. Ain't that crazy? Yes, shout out to my guy, DC for life, not for short. Peace. Tyron, Big 77, Smith. We up out. Salute.